All right, we are officially live on this Wednesday afternoon, and I'm fired up once again because today we're going to be sharing something pretty exciting. And well, we're going to basically talk about the next big opportunity for Etsy sellers in 2023. And yes, this is another conversation about Etsy. And yes, I am excited. I'm actually getting even more excited. And yeah, Chris, are you excited about what we're about to talk about here today? Because I do think that 2023 is going to be pretty big.
I'm pumped, man. And you and I have been talking about this for a while, kind of in the background. And we've been talking about it the last few weeks here as well. And I think it's something not a lot of people appreciate in terms of the size of the opportunity and in terms of how underserved the customers on Etsy have been. And I think you and I really started talking like 2-3 weeks ago about some of the stuff that the CEO was saying about the direction that they're going. And I think the way that you and I have always approached, whether it was selling on Amazon, selling on your own site, right, building and selling in e-commerce, is going to really start to take hold here in the next few months. And I think everything that they've been doing over the last 2 or 3 years is finally coming to a head. And so if Etsy is something that fits into your plan, you're going to be having, and you guys will see as we walk through this today, a much easier time of doing that than you ever have in the past. And I think the opportunity is bigger because they're going to be rewarding specifically the people who do it right. And the people who don't do it right, will still make some sales, but I think they're gonna have a lot harder time. And so I want everybody to kick 2023 off the right way. You know that, I know that, right? And by making a few small changes, I think that even people who are doing it the quote unquote wrong way right now are gonna be able to take advantage of this. And it's gonna get bigger in 2023, and based on some of the stuff that they have planned, it's gonna get even bigger beyond that. So I'm pumped. For anybody who's watching this kind of live with us, we did a live workshop with several hundred people on last weekend. And seeing the response to that, seeing the aha moments there really got me fired up to say, hey, this is something, and I'm having webcam issues, which is fun, to really start to get everything headed in the right direction, right? People having those aha moments, getting pushed the right way, really gets me fired up to move forward.
Yeah, no, it's exciting. And I mean, the big thing that I'm really excited about is because it falls in line with exactly what we've been doing and what we've been teaching and what we've been talking about and really practicing over the last 7-8 years. For me, probably even longer, if I even go back as far as like the photography side of things that my wife and I were building offline and online. And it really just does come down to when you get those same principles in line and you can kind of plug them in, I think it really gets exciting. And like you said, Chris, like we met with, a couple hundred Etsy sellers that joined us inside of our, what we're calling our Etsy Product Magic Workshop. And yes, I know that name is kind of, you're looking at it like, whoa, magic, what do you mean magic? The thing is, it's like, it is to us like a magic formula in a sense, because a lot of people aren't looking at the numbers or the validation. They're just like guessing. And really the magic is when you are able to validate and really see the demand and not just guess, you have a greater chance of succeeding. And that is the magic formula. So that's why we threw it in there, which I think is kind of cool. So, and I like the way it sounds. It's got a nice ring to it. And by the way, if you missed out on that, and you wanted to go through that workshop, you can. And if you head on over to brandcreators.com/workshop, actually, is it workshop? No, it's magic.
Magic.
Magic. But you can go to that other one too, and we will make sure that that one works as well. But if you just go to brandcreators.com/magic, you can go ahead and do that. All right. And you can get access to that training where we actually went through and helped people really zero in and find their niche, but then validate it, make sure it had enough demand. And then from there, looking at products and making sure that the products that they're going after also have demand and really being able to kind of cut down on the risk level and really increase your chances of success. So that's what we did. But today we're really going to be talking about the big opportunity for Etsy sellers in 2023, because I do believe it's a great opportunity. And this is an opportunity that I didn't even realize existed when my wife started this. And if you guys are just like coming in on this conversation that we've been having for the last couple of months, my wife and my former business partner started doing Etsy. And actually, my former business partner, Debbie, who also taught our workshop over this past weekend, she's the one that got my wife started in it after we sold our brand that we had built together. And so then she went down the Etsy road, and I knew about it, but I just really didn't pay any attention. And then my wife started dabbling in it, and she started kind of doing okay, but she was just doing it strictly part-time, like maybe a couple hours a week. And then all of a sudden I said, whoa, wait a minute here. Maybe we should need to focus on this and start taking some of those lessons and principles that we've used before and apply them to this. And Chris, let me just share a quick story. So last night, literally at the dinner table, we're having a conversation, and my wife said, you know, I think I'm going to beat my numbers that I initially thought that I was going to do for November. And I'm like, well, okay. What do you think you're going to do? And she said, I personally think that we're going to probably do 20K or more in just November. Right now, over 13K month to date. So it's getting up there. And the whole thing is like, when you're looking at those numbers and you're like, okay, is this something that's going to continue? Well, it can. Now, are you going to have $20,000 months every month? Probably not, but you can, totally possible. But I also look at it as like, can you turn this into a $10,000 per month? Probably. You know what I mean? So she said to me, she goes, you know what, Scott? I think we need to focus on this. I think we need to go all in on this. And well, I've been married for over 27 years, and I know enough to listen to my wife. And she's usually had some pretty good gut feelings through the years. And I said, you know what? I'm with you. And I was already committed, but now that she's so excited, like I haven't seen her this excited since we opened our photography studio, which was over 20 years ago, which we don't have anymore. But when she opened that, she was like so into it, so excited. And we ran that for over 8 years. And so it's exciting to see her excited, and also to see on the business side of things, like the potential here. So that's what we're going to be covering here, is really like that big opportunity and what I see and Chris sees and Debbie sees as like the opportunity for even new sellers coming in, because it is getting more competitive. There are more sellers coming in, and we'll go through some of those numbers. So Chris, are we good? Is everything going good in the chat and all of that stuff? And I know that we're probably broadcasting this on a podcast as well. So if you guys are listening, hopefully you guys are getting value from this as well, and you guys are as excited as we are. Are we good, Chris?
Yeah, we are rocking and rolling. We're rocking and rolling on the YouTubes. We're rocking and rolling inside the Facebook group. If you guys are joining us live, Miss Debbie Ann is inside the live Facebook chat. So if you want to say hello to her, that would be awesome. I'm going to be kind of jumping back and forth between this YouTube and Facebook. So if you guys have anything that pops up along the way, let me know inside of there. Before we dive in, Scott Alejandro said, Steve Chu just called. He asked for his residual check for you using the phrase, my wife. And so with that being said, I think I'm ready to jump into it. We got a bunch of people asking kind of what the opportunity is. Mm-hmm. So let's jump into it.
Yeah. And you know, the big opportunity, guys, we'll get to that, but the big opportunity really is what a lot of people don't want to do. I'll just leave it at that for a second, because it does require a little bit more thinking through like what you're doing. And it's not so much like, let's just throw a whole bunch of stuff at the wall and see what sticks. It's a little bit different. Now that model has worked in the past. And there's some sellers that are still going to try that, and they might hit 1 out of 100, maybe, and it might stay for a little bit. Kind of think about like the fidget spinner, right? That was a big hot trend for a while. Oh, here's another one. The face mask. That was a trend for a little while, right? Like, we're not talking about jumping on trends at all. We're talking about doing stuff a little bit different in really a way that is able to be something that's going to be sustainable, something that's going to really be able to also take advantage of all of the tools inside of Etsy, but also where you can build this thing outside of Etsy if you want to, and really turn it into something really, really awesome. So what we're looking at here, if you guys are listening, I'll kind of explain what we're looking at here is basically like the next big opportunity. That's what I'm looking at, right? Well, the big opportunity for us is I'm looking at like my wife's, screenshot here from the last 30. It's at 13.5 right now and 350 orders. Right. And you can see it says, compared to last year, it's up 291% as far as the visits. So traffic is up, way up. All right. And you can see that the numbers are increasing as well. So here's the deal though. And that's why I shared this in the very beginning. Here's the deal. This is nothing new for us as far as it's new because it's Etsy, but it's not new to how we've built brands. Debbie, who is on with us, actually not on with us, but she's in the chat, her and I, we started a brand from scratch, from an idea. We built that into a brand. We did really well on Amazon, sold over $1 million worth of products through that brand, ended up exiting that brand. And we really applied everything that I've been doing over the years to build a brand. And now if you're able to apply that to Etsy, to me, you have a huge leg up. You have a huge leg up. But again, a lot of people don't understand the different components and what it takes. And that's what I want to share with you guys here today. All right. So let me just share this with you. And this is a pretty cool statistic. All right. So 96.3 million active buyers in the fourth quarter of 2021. And the reason why they're giving you a fourth quarter, and if you're looking at the graph, if you're listening, you can't see it, but there's a little bit of a dip on the quarter as far as Q1 of 2022. And that's normal, right? You're always going to have lower numbers on Q1, Q2, depending on what niche you're in, okay? But always Q4 is going to be higher. Well, Q3 is just below what Q4 was last year. So we know that that's going to probably be another 17, 18%, 20% higher because the actual platform itself is growing. And you can see right in 2019 to 2020, it really spiked. And obviously we had COVID, right? Like a lot of people were buying online and all that stuff, but that also got people on the platform. When people get on the platform, and like we had talked about in other episodes here that we've shared with you guys, is now they're really doing, and I say they, Etsy is doing all they can to really push their app, use the user experience, like all of that stuff. And that's what's really cool. So we're able to now come in and take advantage of this, which is really, really cool. So the other number I wanted to share with you is the active sellers. And a lot of people would look at this and be like, wow, that's crazy. And that kind of sucks for us because we're coming in and there's more people coming in. I mean, this report here from Marketplace Pulse says it has 5.3 million. Okay. It's up 2% year over year. Okay, so it's growing for sellers. Now, obviously, we're also increasing the buyers and all of that stuff too. But you would say, but yeah, everyone's getting in. It's kind of like Amazon back in the day, right? Everyone's jumping into Amazon, so it increases the competition. True, but here is where the big opportunity is. And I do not hear, and I'm not just saying this. I mean, if there is someone out there talking about this and explaining this, please share it with me. I'd love to reach out with them because we probably have a lot in common. All right. But what I'm talking about is we have to do things differently than just going out there and making these types of mistakes, just selling t-shirts and mugs. Like people are like, yeah, just jump on a trend and get on this, this t-shirt that's selling really great or this saying or whatever, or maybe it's, and I'm not going to get political, but let's just say the Trump thing, right? Like we're getting out there and everybody's selling Trump stuff. Or stuff that looks like Trump stuff, right? And then everybody's jumping on that bandwagon and they're going to sell a whole bunch of shirts and then that's gone, right? And then all of a sudden, we're not talking about that. That to me is not sustainable. That's a mistake, I believe. Now, if you want to do that, it's fine. If you try to capitalize on something and then it's just gone, just understand it's going to be probably gone and you're not going to build anything outside of that, right? The other issue that I see and the mistake that I see and will continue to see, even though the seller count is going up, is these mistakes will be happening. People will be selling in low demand niches. Okay, that's a big one. Once again, we covered this in detail inside of our Etsy Product Magic Workshop this past weekend. another shameless plug. If you want to go through that, you can by heading over to brandcreators.com/magic, and you can get access to that. And we break it down exactly what it looks like to find different niches that are in demand, that have higher demand. The other thing is selling too many in too many niches. They're just like, you know what? I'm going to be another t-shirt company that sells in a whole bunch of different niches. Here's the deal. Once again, people think, and this isn't anyone's fault, they just aren't educated on this. And hopefully this will get out to more people. And again, if you're watching this and you want to share this with people, please do smash the like button, leave a comment, do all that stuff so that you can help us out if you're watching this on YouTube or Facebook. But it's where you're trying to become a t-shirt company, and that is not a niche. People think that a t-shirt company is a niche. It's not. You're in the t-shirt business, but you're not in the t-shirt niche. We're talking about finding the niche that someone would be interested in. An example would be bass fishing. An example would be mountain climbing. Another one might be gardening, right? Like, those are niches that we can get behind. Now, there's other ones out there. It's not just has to be a hobby or anything like that, but you do want to find something that and products that serve that niche. But in this case, the mistake is selling in too many niches. They're like, we're going to go ahead and launch something in the pet industry. We're going to do something over here in the gardening. We're going to do something over here in dance. We're going to do one over here in kayak, bass fishing. We're going to go all over the place, right? And every t-shirt's going to be different. That's the mistake. And the thing is there is going to be a lot of competition that in that area where people are doing that. There's going to be tons of competition for that. I don't want to even go into that market, okay, or into that pool of people, right? And that's not what we're doing. That's not what my wife's doing. That's not what Debbie's doing, all right? So that's a big mistake. The other one is the low product demand. Looking at products and going, I think that's a great product, but not doing any validation for that product or just the demand itself for maybe that sub niche. Okay. And again, we went totally deep into this in our workshop this past weekend, where once we establish the niche that it's got demand, we can throw in there some products that might not have a ton of surface level demand, but we can go into a shoulder niche that has more demand. All right. Again, I'm not going to get into all that today, but I'm just listing out these mistakes for these new sellers coming in. This is, I'm going to say probably most of the people coming in are going to go after something here with, you know, low demand, but think it's a great idea, or they're just going to start selling t-shirts because everyone's saying do t-shirts, do mugs, right? Do that type of stuff. Or they're just going to go after low product demand things and just wonder why things aren't selling, right? I'm just going to give it some time and we'll see what happens. But here's the deal. This is the big opportunity. And I'm going to talk about each one of these. So again, it's not that it's like right on the surface and you can see it. I can walk you through it, but I want to explain it. So the first thing is creating brand presence. Okay. And that is in a niche. Okay. Very, very important that you understand that. And everything's going to tie together here. So just bear with me. Okay. If you focus on creating a brand, so you can say, so someone says to you, hey, so what do you do? And you're like, oh, I sell on Etsy. I have my own brand. Oh, what's your brand about? Well, I just sell a whole bunch of t-shirts on different things, on funny things, gag gifts, whatever, right? That's not what we're talking about. It would sound more like this. I sell on Etsy and I sell baby attire, right? Or baby decor, baby room decor, or something like that. I'm in the baby niche. That's what you would say if you were building a brand for that. So everything that you do is going to be serving that particular person. And this is where it gets really cool. Now we create a unique product line. Okay. When we create that unique product line, we then get to sell more to one customer. That, my friends, is a huge takeaway, massive takeaway right there. It is so much easier to sell one person 2, 3, 4 more things, increase the value of their order, than it is to find 5 more customers. It's always been that way for years, right? So what we want to do is we want to be able to not have to work so hard, create one customer, right? Interest in a customer brings interest into our brand, right? Because they're interested in that topic or in that thing. And then we have multiple things that they can buy or add to their order, all right? So let me just, again, give you an example. I shared this last week, but I'm going to share it again because it's a great example. If we're talking about the baby niche, we have this brand, which is a great brand, by the way. They've got over 220,581 sales the time that I took this screenshot, but it's basically Sugar House Swaddles, right? And honestly, like, I don't think they care about competition. I really don't. They really shouldn't, because they have a great brand. They have 184 products, which I think they could probably add more products, but they have 184 products, but they're all catering toward baby, right? All towards the baby. That's it. So someone that comes in, it could be a baby shower. It could be someone that has a baby, right? It could be about just newborn in general, right? Any of that stuff. Right. And the cool thing that happens is when someone comes in, and because they have all of these other products, and some of them here is like plush minky blankets, hats and bows, waffle baby blankets, milestone blankets, heirloom blankets, name signs, right? Things like that, they're all related, right? If someone came in and they bought a swaddle, they might also want to get a milestone blanket, or they might want to get some hats and bows, or maybe they want to get a set of hats and bows. And there's one here I circled. 18 people have it in their cart. So the cool thing about that is it shows interest, right? People are buying this, but those people also now that have it in their cart, there's a good chance they might buy other things. Okay. So that's the cool thing about having a brand. The other thing that happens is when you have more than one product, we have a product line. Now what happens is Etsy will get behind it and go, hey, buy these two together and get free shipping, or buy these two, or you might be interested in this. Like at the very top, it says more like this from Sugar House Swaddles. And it shows, let's see, what is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different products at the top of that page when they're looking at that one product. Okay. So if I have 8 more products that one customer could buy, there might be 2 of them in there that they're like, you know what? I'm going to add that too. Or if someone's buying this for a gift, they might add 2 or 3 because they're going to just add a few more things to their gift. All right. So that's the cool thing about being able to take advantage and really tap into this big opportunity. The big opportunity, guys, is building a brand with multiple products that one customer can buy, that you can then increase the value of that cart. And the other thing that you're able to do is create repeat customers. And that's another big one. Right. So you might say, well, okay, someone comes in, they buy one thing and they might add 2 more things. That's great. We increase the value. But the other cool thing is they probably favorited your shop. They probably favorited a few more items, maybe. And they've also now become a customer. So within side of Etsy, they allow us to, by the way, take that customer and bring them into AWeber, which we have our own way of bringing them into AWeber. And then from there, we port them over to our other email provider. But we basically can capture their email address so we can follow up with them. Now, let me ask you this. Let's say that you did all that, but without like having like more than one product. You had a t-shirt for bass fishing, but that's the only thing you sold on bass fishing. That's it. Would any of that other stuff matter? Would it matter that they favorited your shop? Probably not, because your next t-shirt might be something about maybe a newborn mom. You're going to be like, a funny saying for a newborn mom or newborn mom, whatever that is. Yeah. Whatever I'm trying to say there. A mom that just had a new baby, right? Maybe that's it. Maybe it's like proud mama, right? But it has nothing to do with bass fishing. So are they really going to like and favorite your shop? Probably not. Is there going to be other products that they're going to get notified? Because guess what? When you favorite a shop or you favorite an item, you will get notified by Etsy. So if you have a brand that you can have people favorite your shop, when you put something new in your shop, guess what? They get an alert about it. Do you think you're going to increase your chances of selling that product to that type of person? For sure. Or let's say that you run a sale. They're going to get a notification that you're running a sale right in their phone or right in the app inside of their browser. They're going to get all that. So that's the big opportunity, being able to build a brand with multiple products that customers can buy more than one, but also where customers can come back and buy more and buy more and get notified and kind of become part of your brand and keep coming back, right? I mean, we've seen this for so long, and it works so well. And some of these big e-commerce companies, think of Bulletproof Coffee, right? Who's now really not just about coffee. They're about like, you know, keto and oils and vitamins and all of this stuff, right? They send out an email every single day to people that have purchased something or shown interest in their products. Do you think that they do that just because they want to, because it's fun? Or do you think that they do it because they make more sales? They make more sales. So what we're doing is we're letting Etsy do the work for us there. Okay. And again, if we ever want to take this brand and start sending people to our own website and start building our own database, we totally can do that. But the opportunity inside of Etsy right now is huge. And in 2023, the best way to do it is to follow the brand building process. And that's really what we're doing. And that's why I do feel that Debbie has been so successful. I mean, she's going to do 200K this year. My wife, Lisa, who's now started to take it serious, I say in the last 3 months and adding a lot more products, having $10,000, $20,000 a month, she will in November anyway. And so for her to be able to do that, it's not because she sells these one-off products in all of these different niches. It's because she's focused on one niche and she sells several products to that one customer. I mean, we just had an order yesterday with like three or four products. So one order, three products, four products, whatever it was like $160 order. One person. It's a lot easier to do that than to sell like a $19.99 one t-shirt off, right? So guys, that's what I wanted to share with you here. And that is the big opportunity, but it starts with choosing the right niche and with good products. Okay. It totally does. And this once again would be my little shameless plug that if you need help with this, then definitely, definitely check this out. All right. Our workshop. And you can do so by heading over to brandcreators.com/magic. It's a small, very little investment that you will spend that will take you through this and show you exactly how we do it, but how you can also apply the same principles and the same strategies. So definitely check it out at brandcreators.com/magic if you're interested. And you can go through that training, which is a little over 3 hours, by the way, with some Q&A that we did there at the end. So check it out. I think it'll help you. All right, Chris, we are going to get into some questions here. Before I do, though, I would like to invite any of our YouTube subscribers or our YouTube viewers to subscribe to the channel. And there's plenty of where this came from. You can head over to the channel. If you're on it right now, then go ahead and subscribe. And you can also go through our playlist, which we have, which is Etsy Selling Tips. And we're adding new videos there all the time. Two different videos every single week. So definitely subscribe to the channel, smash the like button, send us a little love, and let other people know about the channel. That is what I would love for you guys to do for us if you got value today. All right, Chris, let's go ahead and answer some questions if we have some, and then we got to wrap up. We got another call here in a little while.
We do. The first thing I wanted to do was I wanted to give Tasha a shout out. She sold 10 items to the same person the other day and finally got her star seller status on Etsy because of that. And Scott, I think the biggest takeaway that I want people to have from today was I think four slides ago, right? When you had those bullets where you're saying, here's kind of the difference, right? And it's a little bit harder to understand maybe even with baby swaddles than it is buying a gift for your mom or your dad, right? So the way that I like to think about this is, let's say your dad, Scott, your dad's really into bowling, right? Mm-hmm. So you go on to Etsy and you find some sort of a really funny bowling t-shirt, right? If in that, like, you also might be interested in this section, there's some really cool, like, custom bowling gloves, or maybe I'm a pro bowler in my dreams hat or something like that, right? You're more likely to add that to your cart than you are if they're recommending another random t-shirt that he might also be interested in. The way that I like to think through this is, like, let's say we have four things in the store, Scott. We're selling just t-shirts. We have a Star Wars, nerdy joke t-shirt, something like that. We have some sort of like athletic jockey t-shirt, right? Like all the stereotypes of the high school lunchroom, right? Well, chances are, yes, you might occasionally sell two of the same t-shirt to the nerd or the jock or whatever, but you're not ever going to have that crossover. If, however, you have like a nerd store, right? And you have a Star Wars t-shirt and a Harry Potter t-shirt. And I know, guys, I'm using trademarked examples just because those are the things that are like really obvious, right? Yeah, there's a lot more crossover there than there would be if you sell somebody like an Eagles t-shirt. Again, don't do that, right? To try to get them to buy a Harry Potter t-shirt. There's not going to be a lot of overlap there. And so it's a lot easier for people to say, hey, you know, I do want to spend that extra $5 because the last time I was talking to my dad, he said his gloves were worn out and it's worth getting them, right? Versus trying to get them to go click on the rest of your store, dig through it and find the one other thing that might be useful. Additionally, to your point, the other thing that you said that I think is critically important for people is the word of mouth sharing aspect, right? And again, I'm going to go back to that same example of like buying a bowling thing for your dad, right? Everybody's sitting around Christmas morning, Hanukkah afternoon, whatever it is, and they are opening up gifts and your dad opens it up. He goes, that's really, really cool, right? Chances are your wife, your sister, your brother, your niece, your nephew, somebody's going to say, where did you get that? And if you go, oh, it was Scott's t-shirts on Etsy, and they go there and see a bunch of t-shirts that no one is interested in, chances are they're never going to buy from you. And they're just going to forget that that is where you got that gift. On the other hand, if it's Scott's really cool bowling stuff for people who like to bowl, right? Again, terrible example of a name. Don't do that. But you guys get the point, right? They go there. They go, oh, man, I have to write this down because I know Scott's dad's birthday is coming up in a couple weeks. And this is going to be a really cool place to get him something. And so it helps spread that word of mouth as well. So you get the additional sales through the additional ads to cart, right? You leverage the power of the platform in and of itself because Etsy's saying, hey, you might also be interested in this stuff. And if it's relevant to the thing the person you're shopping for is already interested in, whether that's you or somebody you're giving a gift to, you're more likely to add that stuff to your cart. And you get to leverage the social sharing remembrance side of that, right? If you're looking for outdoor stuff, chances are you're not going to go to Dollar Tree in your local town, right? If you're in America or Dollar General, right? You're probably going to go to Bass Pro, right? Or Dick's Sporting Goods, or like at least somebody that sells and is known for outdoor stuff. And the same thing applies when we come into Etsy. If we sell to a niche, we become known in that niche. And then when somebody recommends us, the next time they think of bowling or they think of fishing or they think of weddings or whatever it is, they're more likely to remember us and come back to us.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, the whole thing, I think also in the, I think one of the things that I want people to take away from this is yes, referrals can be powerful, but the one thing that I don't hear a lot of people talking about is the power of someone favoriting your shop, someone favoriting an item. They've signaled now that they like your stuff. And they will now be notified multiple times, by the way. So if, and I did a video on YouTube beginning of this week, I think it was Tuesday. And it was like the power of sending or doing a sale. So we did a test for 7 days. It did over $1,300 from just turning the sale on. We didn't do any outside promotion of it. We didn't do anything. All we did was turn it on. So how did that happen? Well, it worked like this. All we did was create the sale, which took me, by the way, 5 minutes. And then from there, I just let it run and I did it strictly as a test. And so the reason why I believe it works so well is because number one, we did it as a 7 day window. So we gave it 7 days. So it has a start, middle, and end. And the minute that you announce that you're having a sale, it gets announced to anyone that has favorited your shop, anybody that's favorited an item or one of those items, because we did it for a category. All right. And then what happens is if new people that are coming into your shop during the week, they see that something is on sale. So there you have that as well. And then the last thing is when it starts to come to an end at the end of the sale, there's going to be these little notes on the, or these little badges on the listing itself that says 13 hours left, right? And that's going to encourage people to hurry up and buy, right? And so that's the power of being able to have a brand where people start to favorite your shop, showing interest, and now they're going to get notifications from Etsy. Nothing we did. I didn't send them. They did. Okay. And that's really, I think, the big thing here. And the huge opportunity is building a brand where people will want to favorite your shop, right? They're going to want to, because they're like, this is a great resource. Like, this is great, a great shop. Right. It's exact. I want to make sure that I am, having this in my own favorites, because you, I mean, they, you can go back to your own favorites, right? So it's kind of like a bookmarking thing for them, but it also gives Etsy, you know, the knowledge and the data to say, hey, send this person something because you just had a sale because they said that they're interested in it. So it's like giving Etsy permission to send something to them in their notifications. So just let that sink in, guys. Like, it, that to me is like huge. And that's where focusing on building a brand really does come in.
That's where Etsy is really starting to push forward. And I mentioned before we kind of dove into what the opportunity actually is, right? That Etsy is really doubling down on this stuff. And if you have been around in e-commerce for any period of time, you've probably heard people say a couple different things, right? It's always cheaper to sell something to somebody you've already sold it to than it is to acquire a new customer, right? And that's like the biggest thing. And Etsy understands that. Etsy's business model, and Etsy actually said this, the CEO of Etsy came out a few weeks ago, and I think I sent you the video. He said, Etsy is not handmade. That is part of Etsy, right? Their goal is to connect small businesses to customers looking to buy unique products. Handmade is only one portion of that, right? And so their goal is to connect, what did I say? Small businesses to people looking for unique products. Part of that, part of their mission moving forward, is to connect people directly to brands. Why would they want to do that? Well, the way that Etsy actually makes money is not really with that 20-cent listing fee, right? Like, let's be honest. Yeah, that's great. And that's a nice little side income for them. But the way that they make money is when you, as someone selling on Etsy, sells a product. They know, right, that it's cheaper to sell something to somebody who's already bought from you. And so if they're able to connect you with brands that you're likely to buy from in the future, you're more likely to come back. They can send you that little push notification. It costs them a hundredth of a fraction of a penny, right, in terms of data resources to send you that. And they're going to be able to facilitate a sale, which earns them money and earns you money as the seller. Their goal is to favor the brand. Moving forward, you having 200 different t-shirts that apply to geeks, nerds, dweebs, dorks, athletes, and band people, right? They can't just send out that push notification in the same way, because the chance of you coming back to that shop and having to dig around for the next half an hour to find something that appeals to your classification in that grouping, right? You're just going to get frustrated with it and probably not buy. Versus if you are really into fishing and I have a fishing shop and Etsy says, hey, did you know that a store you bought from in the past that sells you fishing stuff has everything 20% off right now? And everything that is in their store is something you're already going to be interested in. That makes a huge difference in terms of the conversion rate and the ability of people to buy from you on a repeat basis. And Etsy moving forward, it seems to be everything that they're rolling out is moving towards the branding side of things, helping consumers connect with small brands that they actually like. And so if we favor that, right, having a niche, having an identifiable brand inside of that niche, we can make Etsy do a lot of that work for us.
Yep. Nope. I love it. All right. I think that's going to wrap up this call. I want to thank you guys for hanging out with us on this live. Thank you for the questions. Thanks for all the support. And all of you that did go through our Etsy Product Magic Workshop, thank you. I know we had a few of you on here today and said it was awesome and you guys got a ton of value. So I just wanted to say thank you for that. And if you have not yet went through it and you would like to, make sure that you head on over to brandcreators.com/magic and you will be able to go through that 3-hour plus training. It's about 2 hours of content. And then we did about another hour and a half of Q&A, and it's all now included. So you can go ahead and you can go through that training. I feel it was really good. We got a great response and feedback from everyone. And to us, the main goal there was to make sure that you can find a niche, but more importantly, find one that has demand. And then from there, find products that you can build out. So this way here, you're not guessing. And then you can build off of that. And once you have that, then the focus just goes on, how do I add more products to this brand? How do I find shoulder niches or sub niches? We show all of that in there as well. So definitely check it out, brandcreators.com/magic. I want to thank you guys for hanging out with us. Take care, take action, and we'll see you in the next video, podcast, wherever you're watching this. Take care, guys. Oh, and one last thing. If you can do me one small favor and leave me a review over on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this podcast, and just let me know what is one thing that the podcast has helped you with since listening, whether you just started listening or if you're a longtime listener, like this one right here from Leanne. She says, content is invaluable. 5 stars. Host forever keeps my attention. The content is always extremely helpful. He's given me more of an education in the last year and a half that I've been listening than I would have gotten with a degree in entrepreneurship, if that's even a thing. Tons of incredible, useful information, tips, and motivation. My favorite things are, 1, he is not boring. He's engaging and motivating in a personal and professional way. 2, he doesn't dribble on about off topics. And 3, the titles are on point. When I'm struggling with particular issues, I know that I can go to the podcast, search through the podcast, and find what I'm after. This is great because I certainly don't have time to go through a million episodes of different podcasts, just hoping that I'll run across the topic I'm needing at that time. So I appreciate these so much. Your review will help inspire and motivate other people, and it will also allow us to reach more people inside of these platforms. So if you would do that, that would be amazing. And as always, remember, I'm rooting for you.